BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hello, here is Friday's free download, including Becky's missed connections, actual ads from the internet. Someone may have spotted you somewhere and fallen in love instantly. Also, the answers game, where we read out answers to questions people have asked online. But what was the question? Chris's film reviews, which were massive hits with the listeners. Who knew? And also, we each play you our version of the Skyfall theme from Bond to see if they're better than Adele's. So, Dev here, off of Early Breakfast, is attempting to learn the piano in 6 weeks. Yeah. Because on the 29th of October, Dev is going to be performing a gala concert at the Millennium Centre in Cardiff in aid of children in need. It's going to be live on BBC Three.
Good luck.
And it's going to be accompanied by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales.
Oh, well, I'm glad you've got this all written down. I've forgotten now. I've said it so many times.
Me and Becky were just saying, though, you are the kind of person that's just good at everything, so you will be able to do it on the day.
Well, you say this, right? But this is proper. This is learned musicians. People have been doing this for years. You know, I've only picked it up the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but you'll be all right.
Cheers.
Now, as part of Dev's music homework, we set him a challenge. Set all of us a challenge yesterday. With Skyfall, the song, being out today, we each had a go at writing a theme for the new Bond film. So Adele's had a go.
She did all right.
And Chris has had a go. Becky and me have done a collaboration. And Dev has also had a go. I understand it was stressing you out quite a lot last night.
No, it really was. I left the studio yesterday, went straight to the studio, my studio. I spent a couple of hours on it and had to go to uni and then went back in the evening to try and...
In a studio?
My studio?
Yeah. And I went back in the evening to try and finish it.
I
started to hate it, but it was so late in the evening. I was like, do you know what? This is just going to have to be it. I'm just going to have to bring this in and this is going to have to be it. So
I'm quite jealous that you've got your own studio. I never knew that about you.
Yeah, it's quite lush.
Have you got your own studio?
No. I'm slightly concerned what I'm about to offer here is not going to be of...
It's not mine, studio. It's my boyfriend's. But...
Oh, right, so you've got
a studio.
Oh, right, good.
Just me and Scott without.
Who hasn't?
Oh. Anyway.
What was the thing nowadays?
Yeah, it's the new hot tub. Yeah?
Now, the problem with Bond themes is how do you crowbar the title of the film into the song? So I want you to let us know whose you think is the best. Is it Adele? Is it Dev? Is it Chris? Or is it me and Becky who've done this collaboration? Now, to go with this is the unofficial trailer for Skyfall that me and Chris filmed yesterday. That's why you need to get on the website now. If you're watching live, you'll be able to see the trailer.
Can I see this?
Yeah, you can see it as well.
Yeah, right.
And what we'll do is we will play each of our songs and we'll play the trailer along with it so you get the visuals and see if it works, okay? So, let's start off with Adele's Skyfall song. Watch on the website now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Let's see if the song works with the unofficial trailer that we filmed. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, Skyfall, Adele. Watch the video now. The trailer is coming up on the website. So that's Adele's Skyfall. What do we think of the unofficial trailer?
You aren't a natural runner, are you, Scott? I have to say. Really uncomfortable.
I think that's my favourite bit.
The stunts, by the way, were incredible. Did you choreograph that yourself?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, 20 minutes.
Did you have any training or anything?
I actually hurt a bit today.
Aching.
Yeah, he duffed me up a bit. Anyway, I hope you're watching online. So that was Adele's original Skyfall theme. We're going to play the trailer again now and see if it works with Chris's one. What was your inspiration for your theme?
I hadn't heard the Adele song when I wrote mine. I went down a very different route.
Okay.
And I'm worried that it's the wrong route. But hopefully people like it.
Okay, so here's what Chris wanted Skyfall to sound like. He's done his own version for the James Bond film. Get online and watch the trailer and watch my... Now, the reason the running looks bad is because it's slowed down.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Really?
Yes. Okay, here's Chris's one.
Skyfall, Freefall, Battenball, Know-It-All, Booty Call, Jerry Hall, Cannonball.
Skyfall!
Chinese Wall, Sod Hall, City Hall, Concert Hall, Fatsas Mall, Montreal, Senegal.
Skyfall!
Shopping Mall, Apostle Paul, Abdominal Wall, Pub Crawl, Uni Hall, Front Crawl, RuPaul.
Skyfall!
Golf Ball, Tall Pool, Eight Ball, Capital, Omniball, Professional, Football.
Skyfall!
Ah, Pussy Galore, I've been expecting you. Come in. Hello, Mr. Bond. Ah, Octopussy. Come in. I'll just pour it over my kumquats. Wailing Wall, Croquet Ball, Coffee Stall, Mrs. Hall, Recall, Urban Sprawl, Merlin Ball.
Skyfall!
Conference Call, Install, Curve Ball, Supporting Wall, Crank Call, Your Tool.
Skyfall!
Hate to say it, Adele, but actually that... That track
that
works,
really impressive.
Works better with our unofficial trailer than yours does. Sorry about that.
It gives a very different feel to the video, I think. Yeah.
It's a bit Chaz and Dave, I thought. But really good. In a good way.
In a good way. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like that, Chris.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Very different.
Now, I thought the trailer worked well with that. Because there was good. Bits like the Pussy Galore bit where I kind of turn around seductively with a bottle of champagne. Yeah. I think that worked quite
good
well.
Good tension as well.
Okay. Dev. What was your inspiration for your Skyfall theme?
So I asked the people who listen to my show in the mornings just for a genre or a direction to go in, and the most popular one, bizarrely, was dubstep. So I chose to go with that one, and after about an hour of tinkering around in the studio, I realised, wow, dubstep's really hard to make.
Is it? It doesn't sound like it, does it?
Yeah, no, it is. And I realised something afterwards as well. The sample I used for Skyfall sounds like Trifle, which I don't think works at all. And like I said, I got really, really stressed out about this. I lost lots of sleep, but it got late in the evening, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to have to hand it in. It's too late to change it. So... this is my abomination.
Okay, we're going to play the trailer again. If you haven't got online yet to watch this, go to the Radio 1 website and see if it works. You'll see stunts in here. You'll see action sequences. You'll see one hell of a sexy James Bond. So go to the...
the sexiest one yet.
The Radio 1 website now and watch this trailer. Here is Dev's theme to Skyfall. Watch the trailer online. Yes. Well, with the trailer, it does sound like Trifle.
It does, doesn't it?
That was amazing.
Trifle.
But I like it. Well done. Thank you very much
thank
for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, it's quite moody as well. It went with the black and white bits.
Makes the video look a bit more modern, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so one more play of the trailer, and we've got one more song to go. It's me and Becky's long-awaited collaboration of the Skyfall theme. Is everyone ready for this?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. Are we ready to play the trailer again? Get online and watch it. Here's me and Becky and what we think it should sound like.
Gold fingers. I'm the man with the thunderballs. But don't go in.
007. You're the man who sends me to 00 heaven.
but don't go in. I will score with pussy galore.
You can speak fluent Spanish, senor.
Si.
I am undercover.
Under my covers. If you're bad, he'll get rid of you.
I may have chlamydia.
I give him an eyeful.
And I make you skyfall.
And you sing like Sean Paul.
Stretched around at the end. Wow. I really enjoyed that. What a collab. Do you know what I realised as well? I'll never get bored of watching that trailer. I could keep watching that with different bits of music. It seemed different every time.
And lol that we rhymed get rid of you with chlamydia.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Okay, now it's time for some missed connections. Maybe you've been spotted. These are actual real ads that have appeared on the internet or in them newspapers from someone who maybe saw you, if any of these sound like you, if you fit the description and thought, yes, please. What have you got, Becky? First one.
Looking for Kevin, who likes Bernese Mountain Dogs.
What is a Bernese Mountain Dog? I'm not very good with dogs.
No.
Is that where you get Bernese sauce from, off a steak?
I don't think so. It sounds like a big dog. I think it's one of those big fluffy ones.
Is it like a wolfy one?
Yeah, like a wolf.
It's not a... Is it?
What?
Like...
A thing.
Is it one?
Is that one?
Your Bernese Mountain Dog.
Right, we'll look that up on Urban Dictionary. We shouldn't have said that before doing that.
If it is that, I'm going to use that more often.
Cute. It's like a mini Beethoven dog.
Is it?
Yeah.
It looks very proud.
Yeah. They look cute. I spelt it like Bernese sauce, I've just realised.
So we think it is a dog and not a one.
It is a dog and not rude.
We met near where I work. You really liked my Bernese Mountain Dog. Would be great to see you again.
Nice Bernese Mountain Dog, love. So, was that you? Did you have those dogs? That person really wants you to get in touch. Did you meet someone with the Bernese Mountain Dogs? You would remember that, wouldn't you?
If you met someone with a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Bernese. And next on Miss Connections.
It is on Urban Dictionary, which slightly threw me for a minute. But it's just to say that Clint Eastwood loves them. And they're very cute and they melt everyone's heart.
Okay.
I did wonder for a minute. I was like, oh.
Next one.
Hardcore chick with pink hair.
Okay, so.
Now, if this is you, you'll know it's you, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hardcore chick, pink hair.
You had pink hair. I had no front teeth. You changed your shirt 3 times. My lip was bleeding. We moshed.
What a catch. So, do you have pink hair? And did you mosh with someone with missing teeth? Do you want to get in touch with them?
Do you think his teeth fell out at the time? Because he says, I've got no front teeth and a bleeding lip.
And had to change.
Yeah, so maybe they just fell out mid-mosh.
Can you mosh hard enough for your teeth to fall out?
Well, this is what I'm using my sort of Poirot skills. I'm thinking this must have been a very hardcore gig. This must have been, I'm thinking thrash metal or something.
I think
or like them bands that you like now.
Yes.
Since going to Reading Festival.
I'm thinking it could be Slipknot or something like that.
Not Lost Prophets or...
I think it would be harder.
Do you think they'll be moshing at the Teen Awards? Enough to lose teeth?
No, I don't. But I do know that one member of staff last year at the Teen Awards, the screaming was so loud they were actually physically sick.
Really?
Who was that?
The person sat not that far away from us now. Not one of us.
How can you be sick from someone screaming too loud?
I think the noise is so intense on your ears that after a while it's just like... It's a bit like when you feel dizzy, you know, with your ears, and then you just have a little spew.
That's kind of weird.
That actually happened last year.
Oh, bless him.
So...
What are the rules with crowd surfing to, say, One Direction?
I don't know, but I'm not keen on encouraging it 2 days before the Teen Awards.
No, sorry.
So, if you have pink hair and you mosh with a man with missing teeth, get in touch. Next.
Maggie, I remember you said you were good at multiplication tables. Get in touch. DC.
Right. So, was that you that was good at multiplication?
How do you randomly get into situations like this? So you meet someone going up the escalator, down the escalator, you like shout across, I'm really good at times table.
Or maybe you just bust out a times table there and then.
Yeah. You met someone on the tube and she was like, 1 times 2 is 2, 2 times 2 is 4.
But you know who is good at times tables? He said the other day, didn't he? Dappy.
Oh, he is. He's
very good at times tables.
And algebra as well. I didn't really help him on the game that we were playing at the time, but he is good at it. I think this person wants to get in touch because they've just got some maths homework to do or something. Which seems like a bit of a long way round, really, replying to, you know, wanting to get in touch with someone from an ad. Because on the internet, they've got calculators and all that now.
Mm.
You could just do that way. And next.
You, fluent in Japanese, wearing earrings, a white skirt, and browsing through oven timers with grandparents. Me, Asian, washed out brown t-shirt, grey pants, short hair. You smile from across the store and came over to look at chicken-shaped oven timers. We Lush. Both open our mouths to say something, but were interrupted by relatives. You saw me exit the store while you were purchasing your kitchenware.
Right. So that's someone looking at the chicken-shaped oven timers.
I can't even imagine what they look like, to be honest.
Yeah, you can. There's where the chicken half the body, like it's sort of split in half, isn't it? And the timer goes round the middle of the chicken. Are you talking about the guy in his pants? You can't imagine what he looked like.
No, 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 the
chicken. Why was he in the shop in his pants anyway?
Well, I think it may be an American or someone was just wandering around the homeware section in only their pants, and I kind of want it to be the latter.
Is it because it makes them feel more homely? So when they're testing out all the kitchen equipment and stuff like that...
Yep. Well, he's just there testing a kettle in his pants because that's how he'll be doing it in the morning.
Yes, this is what I do at home. I'm in homeware, what's wrong with that? Next!
I like his style.
Swimming classes.
Right, swimming classes.
It was a few years back. We were in the same swimming class. Your name was Robert. Blonde brownish hair. I said you looked like Elvis when you came out of the water. We should have kept in touch. I didn't even tell you my name. Tell me what school we swam at.
How do you look like Elvis when you come out of the water? You've got like a massive quiff on.
Well, I think it's like hair just kind of like, yeah, sort of smarmed back.
Right.
But the question is, he doesn't say whether it's young hot Elvis or fat old Elvis.
That is true, and I'd want to know that.
Was he eating a burger? It's the obvious question.
Like, he doesn't say which Elvis it was.
You'd want it to be like young, 50s hot. Elvis yeah. as opposed to like 70s Elvis. Wouldn't you?
Before he got all the peanut butter.
Before, sorry, I've got this right. You mean when he was in the 50s?
When he was in... no, yeah, not Elvis when he was in his 70s.
You 50-year-old Elvis.
You want 50 rather than the 70-year-old
God bless him,
Elvis.
He didn't make it that far. No, yeah, in the 1950s. If any of those sound like you and you want to get in touch...
If someone told me I look like Elvis, I'd never want to speak to them again. Really?
He was hot in the day.
Yeah, but I'm a girl.
Oh, yeah. Get in touch with us, send me an email, and I'll put you in touch if you fancy finding love with that person this weekend. The Scott Mills Daily. You may have seen a lot of films. My friend Chris here hasn't, hardly any. So here are some reviews of films that you probably have seen already, but he hasn't. But maybe you want to watch them this weekend. If you're staying in, maybe you've got not much money, can't afford to go to the cinema, get these ones in your life.
Classics.
What have you got?
Speed.
Surely you've seen that.
Do I start? I don't know how we do the reviews.
You hadn't seen Speed before we made you watch it for this review?
I've actually never seen Speed.
Oh, my God.
I've seen the sequel.
But you've seen it now?
Yeah, I've seen it now.
You chose to watch Speed 2, the awful one with the boat, over Speed, the first one.
Yeah, I didn't choose. It was just a situation it was for. I honestly don't really watch films. It's not really my thing. And I'm not stepping on Rihanna's toes here because she's an expert. You know what I mean? And these are films which are not new films. They're sort of old films.
So we're kind of revisiting the classics here.
No, just because I was getting abuse from Rihanna's fans.
Were you?
Saying this is all like...
Stop trying to nick her a job.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't think she's got anything to worry about.
Do they have a name, the group of Rihanna fans?
I don't know. I can't even think of anything clever to say there.
Okay. We'll work on it.
Okay, so Rihanna, who does the film reviews on Radio 1... Absolutely nothing to see here or anything to worry about job-wise. And here's my friend Chris with a review of a film that you've probably seen already.
Speed. This was a brilliant film. It was like a lively episode of Coach Trip. It did feel weird not having Brendan involved, though. It was more like Celebrity Coach Trip, starring Keanu Reeves. very similar to a storyline from Father Ted. And to be honest, I haven't seen Speed for a while, so I'm worried I've got the two plots mixed up in my head.
I thought you said you'd never seen it, and now you've just... Are you lying to us?
Well, no, I mean, like, it was a long, long time ago that I would have seen this.
You have seen Speed. Oh.
I'm reviewing it now. Okay. Now I have seen it.
Okay.
It's going to be hard for me to not give away the plot to this one, but there may or may not have been a bomb on the bus. This has to stay above a... The bus has to stay above a certain speed or it explodes. It's going well. An angry milkman has rigged a bus with explosives, and it's up to Keanu Reeves to save the day.
He's not a milkman, is he? That's Father Ted.
Right, that'll be the Father Ted version of Speed, I think, that I've seen. We might have to stop this review, because okay. I'm not sure if I've got the right plot.
So did you actually watch the film, or did you just watch an old episode of Father Ted?
I don't want to give away the ending, but it involves the clever use of a brick. Now, is that Speed or Father Ted?
That's Father Ted.
Right. Not much to say about this film without giving the plot away. A romantic thriller, one for all the family, 4 stars. I'll move on to the next film.
But that...
That didn't make
you
any
didn't
sense.
You didn't watch it.
It was... I know you told me to watch these films, but it was a while ago. And I'm not sure if I've got Speed and Father Ted mixed up.
How can
head.
You get those two mixed up?
Because I think there was one episode where it was
Did
very
Did it have
similar.
Any vicars in it? Priests in it?
Which one? The Father Ted or Speed?
The one that you watched?
I think so, yes.
Okay, right. Okay, well, you're reviewing Father Ted, then,
right.
aren't you?
Okay, so I've got that completely right. wrong.
So scrap that. Let's go straight back to the beginning. Like, forget the Speed one. Do another one.
Okay. Grease. I had seen this film before when I was younger, but clearly at that age I wouldn't have understood much of what was going on. The points of reference were too old. The film is about the difficulties and dramas of being a young mechanic, balancing studying and relationships in 1960s America. The long and short of it is a group of blokes are mates with a group of girls. The lads are called T-Birds, the ladies are called Pink Ladies, and two of them are trying to cop off. They are all mates at school, but I did find it odd that none of them look school age at all.
They really don't.
Every now and then the plot would get interrupted with a song, which was largely frustrating, and I personally didn't think it worked. Don't mix the theatre with film, no need for it.
That's the whole film.
It's just like you're watching something and then all of a sudden a song kicks in.
What do you mean you don't think it works? It's one of the biggest films ever.
I just thought
musicals is quite a big genre.
But it was a film, wasn't it?
Yeah, you can have...
You go see a musical in the theatre. I just found that it all a bit tedious watching it, having to watch... You're watching something and all of a sudden it breaks into song.
That's the film.
Right, well, I didn't think it worked. I could empathise with the lead character, Danny, who met a girl on holiday, got all romantic and some sand, and didn't expect to be seeing her again. By coincidence, she's then turned up at his school. He starts acting like a bit of a sellout, and his mates aren't impressed, so he acts like he doesn't care. The next couple of hours are quite a tedious attempt on his behalf to get with her. I also spotted a lad called Frankie Avalon off the Vaccine song. He sings a song called Beauty School Dropout. There's a dance-off halfway through, well worth a watch. The standout performance in this film, however, was from the Cars, the real stars of the show. If I'm not mistaken, the modified Grease Lightning was a 1948 Ford convertible. And I also thought there was a strong performance from the 1949 Mercury Custom that the rival gang used. It was a classic performance from them both, and they looked stunning. Towards the end, Sandy got proper hot, but it has to be said in a kind of old way. Big hair is on. I was aware when watching that she is probably quite old now, and so decided to pause the film at that point and have a quick look. After doing that, I don't think I could watch the film in quite the same way I did before. She's an attractive older lady. However, it made sort of fancying her in that scene feel a bit odd. Anyway, give it a look. I enjoyed this film, but too many songs. 3.5 stars.
Too many songs. Well, that's great. Thank you very much.
I mean, it's well, Grease is obviously a classic.
Have you seen Grease 2?
I haven't seen Grease 2.
A classic, but you don't personally think it worked.
What's the deal with Grease 2? Are the same characters in it, or is it a whole new batch?
Whole new. You might prefer it.
Really, I don't see how the plot can really go on.
It's same.
Same.
Less cars, more bikes.
Exactly the same.
Oh, is that it? They've just swapped the cars for bikes.
Pretty much, yeah. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Got a new game for you. It's the Answers Game. I know what's occurring today. Now, there's a very well-known website that you may have heard of that rhymes with Bahoo, where you can ask the question and people write the answers in. Other people on Bahoo will give you the answer. You may have seen this. Now, we've got some of the answers from Bahoo, and you have to tell me what you think the questions were, okay? Now, I'm going to play along with this as well. If anyone can get it right, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points for each one, okay? So, I'll play some of the answers on this site. What was the question? Are we ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Riding a magic Pegasus, only about 3.5 hours.
Okay. That's like, how long does it take to get to somewhere, I think. Another one?
Why? Is it because Obama became president and now you want to move there? Ha! Me too!
America, obviously.
Talking about a place.
This is really hard.
Really hard.
So hard game. Can you play that again?
You want the last one again?
Is that all right?
Why? Is it because Obama became president and now you want to move there? Ha! Me too!
Okay, how long does it take to get to America?
I don't know.
But from where? I could be anywhere.
Let's have one more.
I've never flown, so what are you asking me for?
How long does it take to fly to America?
Yeah.
All depends on your pilot. If he's drunk, he'll go the pretty way around the Earth, sort of like over Holland. Takes a bit longer, but lovely views.
This is really hard.
Is that a real art? Like, do people really put this stuff up there, though?
Yes. I like the answers on Bahoo.
Okay, my guess is, how long does it take to fly to America from... Riding a magic Pegasus is 3 hours, so a plane is going to be quicker from France.
What is a magic Pegasus?
Like a horse with wings, is it?
Oh, right. It's not the name of an airline, then.
No.
Right, okay.
So what's your...
that changes things.
Fly on magic Pegasus.
Right. Okay. Right, so... I boring question. How long does it take to get to America?
That's what your answer is.
That's what you think. I'm going to have to go with that.
Okay, I think, how long does it take to get around the world?
Ooh.
Okay, and the answer is...
How long does it take to fly from London to New York?
That's impossible. So that was the question.
I like it that just no one gave the real answer.
No, they don't often. So here's some answers, but what's the question here to this one?
I've never found them to be that comfortable unless you shave your legs.
Kilt.
I've got no idea.
Nude underwear.
Oh, I hate that. Okay. Another one, please.
My husband's been wearing them on and off for about 30 years, since he was a teenager. We both wear them almost all the time, even in the heat of summer.
So something your husband can wear as well.
But it matters if you've got hairy legs,
yeah,
or not.
Yeah, I'm thinking Velcro trousers.
When do you ever get them?
I don't know if they even exist, but that would answer both. It'd be both answers, wouldn't it?
I'm going to say leather trousers, Lush.
I'm going to write down Velcro trousers and copyright it as my idea.
Here's another answer.
See that thing flopping around between your legs? No one needs to see even an outline of that.
Okay, so...
I'm going to say leggings.
That her husband wears?
Yeah, but what's the question, though? Should I wear leggings?
I'm going to say, is it advisable to wear leather trousers?
Am I fashionable if I wear Velcro trousers?
The question here on the website that sounds like Boohoo.
Why can't men wear tights?
Robin Hood did, didn't he?
They can.
They can if they want. Here's my thing. Why would you even ask that question?
Yeah, you don't need permission from
no.
who, do you?
No, you don't. I might ask this website first before I do it. Okay, here's some more answers, but what's the question here?
Yeah, you can lube it or whatever, but you won't see real improvement unless you practice. If your best is at 2:47, then I suggest you find a better method and practice it till you can at least go faster than a minute on average. It's not hard to get under a minute as a beginner. It took me only 2 weeks when I started.
Well, what could the question be there?
That's one. I don't know. I don't want to guess. Chris?
Maybe next.
Another answer, yes? Before you answer that one, okay.
My trick is rubbing Vaseline all through the cracks. Works really well. Hope it helps.
Oh, I'm none the wiser.
Is it trying to get something out of something?
Is it levelling pavements?
Try to move it with finger movements. Time of 0:32, smiley.
What is this?
How to get something out of something that's wedged in.
I really, yes, I'll go with that as well. Sorry for copying you.
The answer was...
How can I do my Rubik's Cube faster?
Oh, of course. I was really stuck for an answer on that. If you've got any of those, it's highly doubtful. Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so at the moment, it's looking like Devs and Chris's are the most popular at the moment. Chris is a lyrical genius, says Rich in Norwich. Devs was the best, says Jake in Four Marks. Dev wins. Quite spooky and excellent dubstep, says Dan in Bishopstoke. Where's our votes, Becky? Right, we really should have not played ours. We should have played ours first, not last. That was a massive error. No one's saying Adele's is best, though. I'm searching through, but I still can't find anyone that says me and Becky's is any good. I really thought I might find one.
It's a good reaction for Chris's one. My favourite one says it was Double O Heaven.
Very good. So, I'm sad to say, it looks like we're going to have to play Chris's one again, because that seems to be the most popular.
Well done, Chris. Well done. Just me? Okay.
I liked yours, though, Dev.
Thanks.
And actually, well, yeah, no, you're a close second.
Really?
We're lagging behind.
No mention of Adele still.
I know.
It's not even in there.
Do you think anyone cares about that one?
No, not anymore. Not after Chris as well, anyway.
Not now. Should we play yours again, Chris?
Go on, then.
People liked it. All the videos we're going to get online for this.
Skyfall, Freefall, Battenball, Know-It-All, Booty Call, Jerry Hall, Cannonball.
Skyfall!
Chinese Wall, Sod All, City Hall, Concert Hall, Fastest Mall, Montreal, Senegal.
Skyfall!
Shopping Mall, Apostle Paul, Abdominal Wall, Pub Crawl, Uni Hall, Front Crawl, RuPaul.
Skyfall!
Golf Ball, Tall Pool, Eight Ball, Capital, Omniball, Professional Football.
Skyfall!
Ah, Pussy Galore, I've been expecting you. Come in. Hello, Mr. Bond. Ah, Octopussy. Come in.
Why do you keep saying come in?
Labyrinth.
I just pour it over my kumquats. Wailing Wall, Croquet Ball, Coffee Stall, Mrs. Hall, Recall, Urban Sprawl, Merlin Ball.
Skyfall.
Conference Call, Install, Curve Ball, Supporting Wall, Crank Call, Your Tool.
Skyfall.
Who's Mrs. Hall?
It's my old music teacher.
Oh.
Dedication.
Only you would have known that, really, in your class.
Good reference.
So, well done, Chris. Your version of Skyfall there. And we'll put all these online so you can hear them again. And we'll get my magnificent trailer also on the website soon. So that was the best bits of Friday's show. Listen to us on Monday between 1 and 4 when we're back on. Or get this free download. Search for the Scott Mills Daily on Monday night after the show is finished.
BBC Radio.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1. Free.